I am super excited. Not like we don't love Chapstick, but normally when we talk to Family Force 5, we do talk with Chapstick.
That he's the only person that they ever let talk to us.
So we are branching out.
We are. We are. This morning, we have one Hollywood of Family Force 5 fame.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hola, hola. Good. How are you?
Muy bien. Y tú?
You can't tell Derek that I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We'll keep it a secret.
It's a secret. So, dude, let's just get some of the preliminaries out of the way. You spent the weekend in Denver. How did you do that?
Man, well, my wife and I needed a getaway, and it's one of those funny things we've always wanted to do. We literally were like, we're big fans of Southwest Airlines, and we were like, you know what? What are the cheapest flights for this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. And we just did.
So now, cheapest flights to Denver, or just like wherever the cheapest flight, that's where you're going to
wherever.
Go?
Wherever. Yeah. Okay. Well, it wasn't that spontaneous. I had my wife pick like 5 cities that she was like, yeah, I want to go to these. You know,
sure.
I was going to like, hey, let's go to, I don't know, where's somewhere that you wouldn't want to go? I don't want to offend anybody.
I was going to say Hollywood.
Hey,
no one wants to say it, so we'll just leave it as where you would like to go. Kind of like some people, I've never done this, but you go to the airport and it's like, okay, the next flight that's leaving, I'm on that one, and you're going to wherever it goes.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
But you just never know where it'll take you.
Shoot.
True. With like Airbnb now too, it's like it's a little less scary, I feel like, because you could be like, oh yeah, you know, you can always find a kind of cool, trendy place to hang.
So what did you guys do while you were in Denver?
Man, I had no idea the amount of rad nature that's there, and I'm not like a huge hiking guy at all. Now you probably feel like you're talking to Derek again. But,
so you did, did CrossFit like, on a mountain?
Yeah. So we went to like Red Rocks, and then like my wife found these sand dunes there.
Yeah,
that were like unreal, like unreal. Literally, they look. You feel like you're in Egypt or something crazy. I don't know. It was super rad. So we did that. Went to the Garden of the Gods, and literally the thing we did the most was chill in our hotel room and watch House Hunters.
Yes, Hollywood, you're amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That's totally what I
do.
You
travel all the way to Denver to watch House Hunters.
Totally
what are you
what
doing?
I do.
Hey man, we don't have cable at home. We gotta do what we gotta do.
I know. You're like, well, honey, you want to go outside? You're like, no, let's just see what's on real quick. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you got to see what they did to the kitchen. Hold on.
Now, Hollywood, if you guys are really in, you got to say Tiny House Hunters, okay?
No,
so
no.
Not House Hunters,
ooh,
but Tiny House.
The tiny houses actually drive me nuts. And if I'm being honest, House Hunters drives me nuts, too. I'm more of a flip or flop fan.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And the couple in Texas.
Oh, the
Chip and Joanna.
Yes,
whatever their show is called.
The Fix It one.
Damn.
Yes,
y'all are a bunch of nerds.
Oh no, I want to talk to Hollywood forever. He can do this show. That's
what
amazing.
What are you doing? I'm not even an outside guy, but I'm not watching House Hunters when I'm down the street from Red Rocks. I'm sorry.
You're going outside?
Oh, dude. Believe me, I went and zoned out at Red Rocks for hours. I just was sitting there going, man, someday, right? Please?
I want to be back watching House Hunters.
We are talking to Hollywood from Family Force 5. Dude, you don't need cable. I'm going to help you get some internet streaming options so you can watch House Hunters on the go.
Anywhere you would like. We have that.
What
we
is
all
that?
Have that.
It is The Riot on Radio U, still on the phone with Hollywood from Family Force 5. How come I don't have the album in my hands? The last time I talked to Derek, that liar, he said it would probably be in March.
He was
oh,
living.
Man. Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but
but that's why Derek's not on
man.
The phone.
If it was up to Derek and I, we probably would just start sending this thing out because it's done. It's been done since November.
Oh wow! So it's ready to go.
Oh yeah, crazy. So we've been sitting on it for a while. We spent 2.5 years writing it, and I honestly I'm so excited about it, and it's a very mature thing for this band, which
the waiting or the music?
Yeah.
Or a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. I don't know. It depends on the day when you're talking about the waiting. We definitely throw fits here and there about the record. But no, we've been going through some label drama, but hence the name of the tour.
Yes,
is,
we love this. This was so clever.
You know, so yeah, so that was a funny conversation with the label. I was like, hey, what if we name the tour this? And like one dude was like, oh, that's amazing. And then he got like real, you know, tightened up. He's like, we should call so-and-so just to hear it.
Sure, just to make sure to run it by. Yeah. Obi, do you have the full title of the tour?
Actually, I don't.
It's so long. It's like you're going to play the...
so long.
Yeah, you're playing the album because the label won't let you release it yet, so now you can hear it all during this tour.
Yes, that's basically the thing.
So are you going to play any other Family Force 5 shows on the upcoming tour, or is it just going to be running through the entire new album?
As of right now, we're just like, shoot, we got to learn all these new songs. But I think there might be a couple old ones in there.
Okay.
But it's probably going to start and go through the entire record.
Well, I mean, the album or the title actually is So Let's Play the Whole Thing Live Tour.
There it is.
So.
Yes.
All right. Well, I hope that's true. Now, you guys, what have you got, like a couple of weeks before it kicks off, right?
Yeah, we got rehearsals tonight and tomorrow and Thursday and every day probably until we get out of there.
So all right, well, look.
It's super exciting.
You guys have, obviously, when you go see Family Force 5 live, like, they're crazy. They seem like they're just off the chain or crunk or whatever. So, like, when it comes down to actual time in practice, like, how serious is band rehearsal?
Oh, man. Funny. it could be like you literally never know what's going to happen. Like, I'd say, like, you could get there, and this is my favorite / not favorite part at all about it. Say it starts at 10.
Yeah.
That it doesn't start at 10 for everybody. But you never know who
when
it doesn't start at 10 for.
Sure, when the other Family Force 5 members are going to be coming, is that what you're saying?
You never know. 10 is the scheduled date. You may get a text at 11 asking what time practice starts.
Yes.
It's great. And then once everybody's there, which is a great thing, we all got to catch up if it's been a while. So I would say practice starts at 10. It really starts at 1 because you got to eat lunch, you know.
Right.
So it's pretty serious. I think it's very lighthearted when we practice. Nobody's like, man, you screwed that part up. You know, step it up. You know, there's nothing like that.
It's encouraging.
I feel like those are things that have been said to you, and you've been told, you make sure you don't tell people that this is what happens.
This is way for it to get out.
Yeah.
You guys are helping me heal.
You're welcome.
That's what, this is a safe space for you.
This is Hollywood from Family Force 5 and the upcoming tour, the one where they're going to play the whole new album.
Whole album, not live yet. Yep.
That'll be out. For Radio U Ohio listeners, they're coming to Columbus, and that's on May 10th with Social Club Misfits. We actually had a chance to just interview them. That's up to riot.radiou.com. So that'll be a great show at the Park Street Saloon on May 10th.
Hollywood, have you met Social Club Misfits yet?
I haven't, but I have friends who say they are the raddest dudes.
Dude.
Super nice. And they're so excited to play with you guys when we talk to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very excited about it. So they can't wait.
Everything you've heard is a lie. They're huge jerks.
No, they're not.
You would not believe it.
They're so nice.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
That always happens to me.
I know. People say they're nice, and it's like...
it's terrible.
Actually, they seemed great, and so...
it should be a lovely tour.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Just don't yell at them.
I am stoked.
Okay. Well, Hollywood, it's been good talking to you, man. I hope that practice goes well today and that people show up on time. The last thing I want to know, I guess, is like when you say that people don't show up on time, are you the one that's always on time and everybody else doesn't show up?
Man, I can't say that. You could get me in trouble.
I think it's true.
Hollywood seems responsible.
You do, and it seems to me like you were the last guy in, so you're still trying to prove yourself.
I will never not be trying to prove myself. I find myself doing things like halfway, like I'm up like till 3 a.m. going, why am I trying to design these merch? Like,
what am I doing?
T-shirts. I don't know what I'm doing.
Aww.
Oh, dear.
No, I don't know. It's great. It's a really, there's a huge team aspect to everything. And I think I'm in year 4 now, which is insane.
Being in Family Force 5, yep.
Man, that's great. Well, Hollywood, it's been good talking to you, man.
Yeah, dude.
So, have a good practice. I know you won't remember to do this, but tell everybody we said hi.
Aw, please do.
I will remember. And I'll leave you with one last little confession because it's been weighing really heavy on me.
Please step in. Tell us, what is this?
You don't have to call me Hollywood anymore. It's just Teddy.
Teddy,
now.
Okay, we weren't sure.
Wait, why?
Because it's a mature family for five.
So wait, you guys aren't doing the names. You guys aren't doing the names anymore? Because if I have to start using your first names, I'm gonna have to really study again.
Dude, it's over. I'm so sorry.
No more Hollywood. Okay, great. We can say Teddy.
Can we call you Sweaty Teddy?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Or Teddy Tarantula, whatever you want.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy something. All right,
Teddy
cool.
Teddy Graham. Well, those are my two favorites.
We will mark that down. So is that across the board for Family Force 5, all the members, or just you going by
that? That is across the board, yeah. My mom is stoked that she can call me by my birth name again.
All right, well, you heard it first here, guys.
So we're supposed to, I heard you refer to Chapstick as Derek, and I thought, well, that's a faux pas.
You're like, who's Derek, man?
He'll be regretting that later.
No, now we can totally do that. Okay, great. Right. It's like when you learn the name of a hip-hop artist, and you're like, what?
Don't call him that.
You're not allowed to call
him
that.
Oh, Antonio. Yeah. No wonder he changed his name.
Now we're allowed to do this. Okay, great.
All right. Well, Teddy, it's been nice talking to you.
Hey, thanks.